I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Doug Johnson with the VOA Special English Program, People in America. Today, we tell about world-famous country music performer Johnny Cash.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
That was Johnny Cash singing his first major hit record, I Walk the Line. It has sold more than 2 million copies since it was released in 1956. Music industry experts say Johnny Cash recorded 1,500 songs during his life. He sold more than 50 million records. He recorded not only country music, but religious songs, rock and roll, folk, and blues. Johnny Cash's music could be as dark as the black clothes he always wore. Those songs told stories about poor people, outlaws, prisoners, coal miners, cowboys, and laborers. He sang about loneliness, death, love, and faith. He also sang very funny songs, like this one, A Boy Named Sue.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue.
Johnny Cash was born in 1932 in the southern state of Arkansas. His parents were poor cotton farmers. He worked in the fields alongside his parents, 3 brothers, and 2 sisters. He also listened to country music on the radio. He began writing songs, and he performed on radio programs. After high school, he joined the United States Air Force. He served as a radio operator in Germany. He returned to the United States in 1954 and married Vivian Liberto. They moved to Memphis, Tennessee. He got a job selling kitchen equipment and went to school to learn how to be a radio announcer. Cash formed a band with 2 friends and performed at local events. They began recording for Sun Records in Memphis. One of the songs Cash wrote became the first country music hit record for the company. It was Cry, Cry, Cry.
Everybody knows where you go when the sun goes down. I think you only live to see the lights uptown. I wasted my time when I would try, try, try. 'Cause when the lights have lost their glow, you cry, cry, cry. Soon your sugar daddies will all be gone. You wake up some cold day and find you're alone. You'll call for me, but I'm gonna tell you bye, bye, bye. When I turn around and walk away, you'll cry, cry, cry. You're gonna cry, 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 and you'll cry alone. When everyone's forgotten and you're left on your own, you're gonna cry, cry, cry.
Johnny Cash continued to record on his own for Sun Records. He performed all across the United States and Canada. He also appeared on radio and television shows. His next big hit record sold more than 1 million copies. It was a hit for a second time in 1968, after Johnny Cash recorded it live at Folsom Prison. It was Folsom Prison Blues.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
By 1958, Johnny Cash was a successful recording artist, songwriter, and singer. He was invited to perform at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. He performed his music in front of live audiences in the United States and in other countries. But he was often afraid to perform in front of a lot of people. He began using drugs to help him perform and quickly became dependent on the drugs. His serious drug problem caused the end of his marriage. Johnny Cash said he took drugs regularly for 7 years during the 1960s. Then he would drive cars and boats too fast and get into dangerous accidents that almost killed him. He finally decided that he needed to stop taking drugs. One of his best friends, country singer June Carter, helped him through this difficult time. The Carter family is considered one of the earliest country and western singing groups. Johnny Cash and June Carter recorded together. They won a Grammy Award in 1968 for Best Country and Western Performance by a Group. The song was Jackson.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson, go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big talking man, make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson, go comb your hair.
And I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
Johnny Cash and June Carter were married in 1968. They performed many times with the Carter family. She also helped him rediscover his Christian faith. Years earlier, June Carter had written a song about her feelings for Johnny. His record of that song became one of his biggest hits, Ring of Fire.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down,
and the flames went higher, and it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Johnny Cash had his own television show and also acted in movies. He published 2 books about his life. He won many awards, including 11 Grammy Awards and the Kennedy Center Honors. He was elected to both the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He also received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. Johnny Cash suffered many health problems as he got older. When June Carter Cash died in May 2003, his friends feared the worst. But Cash decided to continue recording. He recorded more than 50 songs in the 4 months before he died on September 12, 2003, in Nashville. He was 71 years old.
Fans say that Johnny Cash's music was important because it told simple stories about life and death. They say he cared about social issues and continued to express support for those who are poor and without political power. One of the last songs he recorded was one made popular by the rock and roll group Nine Inch Nails. It is called Hurt.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all.
A reporter once asked Johnny Cash what he hoped people would remember about his music. Cash said he hoped people would remember that his music described the feelings of love and life, that it was different, and that it was honest.
I keep a close watch.